at 7 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm in Tiffin, Ohio. Richie's in Washington, D.C. Jennifer is in Los Angeles, California. Roberta's in New York City. And Dr. Jay Kumar is also in Los Angeles. I wonder oftentimes whether people who do the sort of work that Dr. Jay Kumar does would make it if they were in Tiffin. There's something about the difference in the sort of what's in the air department in Tiffin. Not that there's anything bad in the
air. I think Jay would make it anywhere.
You think?
Well, that's so sweet to Jennifer. Thank you.
Well, there's need for what he does everywhere.
Absolutely.
But is he accepted?
Right. California's got that open kind of, hey, man.
Hey, man. That's not so
bad. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I say that all the time. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
That's everybody.
How's it hanging?
Let's just hang out. Get mellow.
Somehow or other, I'm...
I
think that's
LA,
a little simplistic. However, yeah. That's... listening to Richie, that's what we'd expect. A little simplicity.
He's a snob.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, there's this whole thing, Jay, about the West Coast and the East Coast, of the people, especially in Los Angeles, who are all part of the business. It's a very company town. It really is. And so a lot of people who are visible have and get help from people who are inspired, such as you. And if you want to see how inspired Jay is, check out jkumar.com, drjkumar.com, K-U-M-A-R. I was thinking of you, and I saw a picture of Jennifer Aniston, who was in GQ magazine this month. She's trying to prove to everybody that she is still, at 43 years old, somebody who's of value.
I believe
because her body is of value. And so you think about these things and the constant obsession that people have with their bodies, how they look, and their relationships, and la-di-da-di-da. And the average person doesn't have these lack of inspirational moments, it seems, because I don't think anything is inspiring about this. She may be good looking, but it's not how the real world lives. And yet people aspire. The GQ magazine selling off of the newsstands because she's there showing off her body. And you got to wonder, okay, what's the, kind of tell me, if you will, please, what there is about this that appeals to you. Is it the what if rather than the what is? Do we always want what we can't have or don't have?
Well, that's a really great question. Jennifer, thank you so much for your wonderful statement earlier. You know, what I love to do in my practice, my work, and just what I offer you here on the show on my weekly visit is to really enable you with the tools to help you lead a more healthy, successful, and happy life. And the one thing that we have to really be mindful of is that not to be influenced or to be, you know, brainwashed into what media or our advertising culture, you know, has to say about our own personal aspects of happiness and health and well-being. You know, the GQ thing with Jennifer Aniston you just mentioned to me, you know, we live in L.A., or I live here in L.A., and there's a big emphasis on physical beauty and looking young. But, you know, when you really come down to it, how many of these people, you know, that I come across a lot of people in my practice, but also just every day, who may, on the outside, may look perfect and beautiful, but the inside, their inner beauty, their inner health and well-being is lacking.
Look at Whitney Houston.
Yeah, precisely.
Gorgeous.
That's a great example. Beautiful, gorgeous woman, but suffering on the inside. You can think of a number of people in that same genre, you know, who are, you know, have the external aspects of beauty and wealth and all the trappings that we define or equate with success. But on the inside, that's what really matters. And the great thing about, you know, what I advance in my teachings, my work, and my practice, these are the lessons that are universal. And so I like to think, you know, as Jennifer just said, that what I advance really could make it in places like where you are, Doug, right now, not only here in LA, but everywhere, because the truths that really underlie the deeper message is
universal.
That
they're universal truths.
They're universal truths, and
yes,
they transcend religion, philosophy, culture, because these truths really are about allowing you to awaken to the full potential of who you are. It doesn't matter what your circumstances in life are. how much money you've got in the bank account, you know, or your status, or what you, or the, whether you're a CEO or a secretary. Your value is based essentially on how you think of yourself and your purpose in life and how you really see yourself in the greater totality of, you know, of your existence here. And that really is the true wealth. I think we talked about this a couple weeks back, but, you know, I like to make a distinction between price versus value. You know, there can be certainly a price on something, but the value and what it brings is totally different. So Jennifer Aniston, you know, the point that you just made earlier, Doug, is that even though she's 43, and at this, and unfortunately in this town, 43 for a woman
is over the hill.
It's over the hill.
Right.
So not true. You know, the Jennifer Aniston, I don't know her personally, obviously, but I'm sure she has tremendous beauty and value that she brings, despite what age she is, and despite, you know, her body might be right now. You know, and this is true for everyone. Don't buy into the whole hype and with media and advertising. You've got to look this way, you've got to buy this product, or you have to act in this way to be loved.
Well, there's something about Whitney Houston, who apparently was gay and didn't want to, because of her roots in some Baptist conservative church, family looking down on that lifestyle, so she could never be happy. She had dalliances and enjoyed the other that other side, if you will, of life, and yet couldn't be public with it. And that's another thing. You lose your perspective. There's something about this, and yet all of this stuff is so popular, you got to wonder. It's very confusing, Jay. It's very confusing for the average person. I find it confusing, frankly, to have us all declare that these people like Jennifer Aniston, if you use her as an example, or all the attention been given to what's the other couple that just got divorced? What's his face? Russell Brand.
Ashton Kutcher.
And Katy Perry. All these people they live are the Aniston, I mean, not the, the Kardashians. These people that just live these ridiculous lives, and yet they make a good living out of promoting nothing, because they have nothing to really promote. And the people are all over, wow, this is fascinating, amazing, and they can't live up to it because it's stupid to live up to it anyway. Why would you want to live up to it?
I'm thinking of a great quote by Abraham Lincoln who said, most people are as happy as they make up their minds to be. And it really all is your internal thoughts. You know, you don't have to, equate or judge your level of happiness and well-being by the Kardashians or Jennifer Aniston. Your true value and your true definition of happiness and well-being comes from how you view yourself. And this is something I talked about last week, actually, when we talked about unconditional love. If you want to experience true, loving, cultivating relationships of true, authentic love in your life, you have to love yourself first.
Yep.
You have to really love yourself. And that ties right back to what we said about, you know, Whitney Houston. You know, bless her heart. May she rest in peace. I'm so saddened to hear that the reason why she may have taken her life is because she wasn't truly comfortable or happy or felt, you know, at ease with who she really truly was.
Yeah.
And she had to conform herself to adapt her you know, maybe her outward appearance to what society dictated was the norm.
Yeah, it's craziness. It really is. How many people who aren't in the spotlight have that same frustration because they aren't conforming to what their family taught them they are supposed to believe, or what they were taught to believe in school, or what they were taught to believe by their friends, or taught to believe by the people who are in their church or whatever religious organization they belong to? It is a sickness. And yet we extol the value of virtue. I talk about it all the time, every day. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't say something on the air and in my own personal life about people finding their lot in life, embracing who they are. You will be successful if you go after that which you want. And if you're going to be surrounded by people who will judge you, why would you care? They don't love you. They obviously don't care about your happiness, or they wouldn't get in the way of your being happy. And how many people frustrate themselves day in and day out living a lie?
Right. You know, the amount of effort you expend on having to present yourself to the world.
Yeah.
You know, that's that. You know, why don't you invest that same amount of energy into making yourself happy rather than making other people happy? That's the key.
Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us. We continue our conversation about your perspective. TurboTax, speaking of perspective, wants you to shape up your finances. You're invited to win a brand new laptop and the TurboTax Premier Preparation Software that's on it, or one of 20 other runner-up prizes. Say that again, Doug. Runner-up prizes, all kinds of great things, new headset, new chair, office supplies. TurboTax double-checks your return to find the deductions that apply to you. This whole promotion ends on March 4th, so do yourself a favor. Enter now. Complete the official forms that are there at DougStefan.com. You don't have to buy anything. DougStefan.com. Look for the TurboTax lawyer.
Close.
The TurboTax lawyer. The TurboTax logo.
Yes.
Look for the logo. There may be a lawyer, you know, attached to it somehow or other.
Oh, there's lawyers. There's always lawyers.
Lawyers, right. Again, no purchase is necessary. Where in the world did that come from? TurboTax at DougStefan.com.
Look for the little picture of the guy chasing the ambulance.
Yeah.
Fanbrewery. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fanbrewery. That's right. Fanbrewery. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of U.S. UK and Canada. Please check. No. And see 29 12 rules at ConstantContact.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
The Doug Stefan Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Goodnay program.
Thursday,
I know this song. 16.
You know this song.
I know this song. Very good.
I can't believe it myself.
William Catt.
Yeah.
Interesting guy because of his connection to the Perry Mason series. That's where he was first known. Then he became the greatest American hero. And that's what this is the theme from. He was Ralph on the Greatest American
Jennifer,
Hero.
Jennifer, do you even remember that show?
Not a clue.
Yeah. No, really? Wow, I'm surprised.
What year was that? Was that 80?
That would have been
like 80?
78-ish.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
It's great show. Just a totally average guy that finds a suit and becomes a superhero and doesn't. Yeah. It takes him a long time to learn how to really work the suit.
Yep.
And who was the guy that was in the show with him, Doug? Oh, man.
I can see he's a character actor. He's an older guy.
Bill something.
His father was Bill Williams. The actor, the cowboy actor, that was his father.
Yes. Okay, that's right.
But I don't know if he was in this with him or not. But his father is very well known. You'd recognize his. Well, you might not, but people who are my age would recognize his father's face. Bill Williams was a very well known, very pleasant. Kind of had a Randolph Scott look to him, and so that was his. So a lot of Chris Pine. Who's now coming along strong, going to become, a big-time
Robert
star.
Culp.
Robert Culp was in The Greatest American Hero?
Yeah, he was his partner in the FBI agent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Connie Selica was in this, too.
Ah.
Yeah.
Right, so, anyway, I guess I won't finish the other story.
Sorry.
25, it's fine.
I wanted to answer the question.
My stories are not...
not at all.
No. James Ingram, born this day 1957, sang a song with the Patty Austin, Baby Come to Me, How Do You Keep the Music Playing, Just Once, another one of his songs. James Ingram is 60 years old today. We also celebrate the birthday of George Martin, not the producer, but the New York Giants defensive end. Remember him, Richie, born in the state in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
Patrice Marie Andrews, one of the Andrews sisters' birthday is today, born in the state in 1918, so happy birthday to her. We have LeVar Burton.
Oh,
Jordy.
Reading
Jordy.
Rainbow.
Right. Real name, LeVardis Robert Martin Burton Jr. Was in Alex Haley's Roots, where he first became well-known. Well-known for Star Trek The Next Generation, that whole series. What's he doing now? Anybody know?
I saw him a few years ago, and I can't remember where.
He had those cool glasses on or not?
No, he had to give those up when he left the show. Contractual obligations.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Tracy Merrow's birthday is today. You don't know him as Tracy Merrow. You know him as Ice T.
The dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories.
Okay, so what's his... this is the quiz. What's his handle on Law & Order? What's his name?
Four I don't letters. Know.
Oh, remember? Shoot. An F. Come on.
Oh,
you'd love his wife, Coco. I know that.
I have not actually seen her. I've heard about her.
Holy mackerel.
Holy moly. He's got a lot of movies as well. He was a rapper to begin with.
Yes.
His name is Finn on Law & Order.
He's got Ice-T Loves Coco now on reality.
Right, yeah, there's a reality show. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see here. Lisa Loring next. She was in the Addams Family. I don't remember the name of her character, though. Anybody?
Wednesday.
That's it. Okay, Wednesday. Yeah. What a coincidence. Today's Thursday. Who'd have thunk it? I'm thinking Jennifer trying to clap her hands. Is that Roberta making a...
Oh, that's me.
Was it? Okay.
Probably.
John McEnroe, the tennis bad boy, used to have all those outbursts all the time.
Used to love to watch him play and throw his rackets. Right. Too much fun.
He was the Wimbledon men's singles champ in the 80s. Actually had quite good success. He's doing a lot of television now. Andy Taylor, guitarist for Duran Duran. Born this day, 1961. How many of their songs can you come up with?
Bunches.
Hungry Like a Wolf, Say a Prayer, Rio, yada, yada. It's happy birthday to him on his 51st.
Clint Eastwood sets the record straight. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Everyone knows Clint Eastwood's hair triggers screen persona, but there are still those who suspect that Clint might just be something of a softy underneath, and that at heart, he's pretty much got your average Hollywood mindset. Well, judge for yourself. Clint came to Washington, D.C. the other day to help dedicate the Smithsonian's new Warner Brothers Theater, and he told this story to illustrate his stance on gun control.
There's a well-dressed woman, a middle-aged woman, is driving along, and she stops by a police officer. And the police officer comes up and says, ma'am, you were speeding. And she says, well, sorry, officer, I must have been daydreaming for a second. She says, may I see your driver's license, please? She says, of course, officer. She hands the driver's license. He says, oh, that's fine. He says, I know you can't help but notice on the back of your driver's license that you have a gun permit. And she says, yes, officer, I do have a concealed weapon permit. And he says, oh, that's fine. Do you have a gun? She says, yes, a lock in the glove compartment. I have a model 59 automatic Smith & Wesson gun. She says, oh, great. Anything else? She says, yes, in the console here in the front, I have a .357 revolver and two boxes of hollow notes ammunition. And he goes, ah, okay, anything else? And she says, yes, in my purse here, I have a 40 caliber Glock automatic and two extra clips of ammunition. He says, my God, woman. He says, what are you afraid of? And she says, freaking nothing.
The Smithsonian Warner Brothers Theater opened with the Humphrey Bogart Festival, and later this year will feature the films of Clint Eastwood.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast.
your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets, is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear, like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Over. CD information is 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour. Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I are talking with our friend Dr. Jay Kumar about where you are in life. What's your perspective on your own reality? Are you clued in or are you clueless? Are you dependent on others for your feelings of self-worth, or are you okay with who you are and why you are the way you are? Or if you're not okay, what are you doing about it? And is it all based on what you think about yourself or what others tell you they think? We are all influenced by this, some more than others. Jay, how do you think you got to be as strong as you are? Where did you come from? And how did you somehow or other realize, first you had a gift, but you've shown repeatedly that you have the ability to look at things and put them into this proper perspective. So your perspective on you isn't flawed, but how come that's the case?
Well, I will answer that with just saying that it took me a long time to get where I am. It didn't happen overnight. You know, like most of you probably out there, learning to love yourself, learning to really value yourself, it's an exercise. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. There's some people who have to work at it more, maybe more concertedly than others, and I'm certainly one of those people. You know, I'm in my mid-40s right now. It's taken me a while to get to this place of feeling truly at peace and happy with myself, but I'm saying that it's not impossible. You can do this for yourself.
Nothing's
as well.
Impossible.
Nothing's impossible.
Yeah.
And I was getting, I was thinking during the break that we had, you know, I know we were talking about Whitney Houston and the tragedy that she had happened to her and how she was really unhappy with herself. And I want to maybe answer your question, Doug, with a you remember the Whitney Houston had a song called "The Greatest Love of All."
Yes,
remember that song?
Great song. Yeah, big song.
Great song. And I just remember there's a lyric. I just put up. I found the lyrics to the song, and I want to mention to you, share with you one of the lyrics, and I think it's so appropriate. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all is happening to me. I found the greatest love of all inside of me. The greatest love of all is easy to achieve. Learning to love yourself, it is the greatest love of all.
Never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I
they did.
Yeah,
she sang the song, but didn't live
the
song.
She sang the song, but she didn't live the song, and that's what I really want you all out there to really understand. It's one thing about saying these things and maybe, you know, hearing about it, but truly living it, that's the art. That's the real gift that you have inside of you.
All right, so let's deflect on this for just a second, may we?
Yeah.
We've considered Whitney Houston. We were talking about Jennifer Aniston and the GQ thing. She's got to make sure her value is in her body instead of in her mind and her love. There are a lot of things that one believes, and that means starting with yourself. You got to believe in yourself. So, and this is not a political program, but we are all confronted all the time by promises that are made to us in our lives, whether it be our parents promising us, or our bosses
culture,
promising us,
society.
Or culture. Barack Obama ran and won because he promised things would be different, and yet things aren't. So you look at the realities of things that are promised and why aren't they delivered upon. Is the reason the same, or is it different? I mean, does it depend on who says it, what the circumstances are, and how do people know, more importantly, when people are telling them the truth? If mom says she loves you, does she really? If your father says...
People can tell you the truth, but what really is the truth? I'm sure,
right.
And maybe I'm wrong on this, but I would like to believe that Barack Obama was telling us the truth, that he wanted to do all these things. But that doesn't mean the truth... I mean,
Richie says he got his notebook when he sat in the office the first day and said, oh, man, I can't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
Yeah, I think that maybe they believe that they can do these things.
Well, how much of it is cynical? See, I'm more cynical than that. I don't think... He had any intention of doing most of that stuff.
Well, I did all this stuff.
I think all he wanted to do was get everybody
right.
to vote for him.
What's the marketing message to get me in the office?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think stepping back from this and taking what you just said, Doug and Jennifer and Rich, and really applying it to you, you know, when you don't value who you are and what you are, what happens is you seek validation and you seek that yearning and that yearning for truth from other people whom you believe have more, who know more than you or have more power than you. And that's what we're talking about here. Real, true, authentic power, real, true, authentic happiness, real, true, authentic value doesn't come from having to seek validation or the support from other people to do it for you. It comes from within you. That's the real...
That's great, but how do we get there?
So here's what you have to do. You know, we talk so much on this show about how the power of thought really has a tremendous influence on your actions and how you perceive the world. And something I said to you before, it takes 5 empowering thoughts to outweigh 1 negative one. So if you go throughout your day thinking, man, I can't do that, I'm a loser, or, you know, there's just no way I can make that happen in my life, I just can't achieve happiness, it's going to take you 5 times as more thoughts to outweigh that. So here's what you have to do. And this is a great thing I tell to my clients and to all of you as well. Wake up every day with a list by your bed. Make this, I love to list 5 things on that piece of paper. And just 5 things that really, creates value in your life. Something that you do so well that really is of importance and really...
All right, so let's go around the room. We're in a virtual room. Let's get that from everybody. Ask the question of all of us, Jay, will you?
Okay, so here's the question I'm going to ask each of you.
Richie, you start.
Mm-hmm. What is one thing in your life that you value so much about yourself and what you do and what you give to the world?
I'm loyal.
And yes, you are.
I am. Yeah. I will fight for you till the end.
Yes.
Even if I'm wrong.
Which you are,
your gift. So, Richie, your gift to the world and the value you bring to the world is loyalty. Yeah. I love it.
Yep.
Richie, Jennifer, how about you?
There's such a big long list. I'm just teasing. I think I'm...
You're so perfect, Jen.
Yeah, exactly right. I think I'm warm. I think I make people feel good about themselves.
Okay, so the value you bring to the world is making other people feel happy and extending your warmth and compassion to others.
Yep, even at her expense.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Roberta, let's hear from you.
I think the greatest gift I can give to the world is that I can look beyond what is and see what can be.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say the value you bring to the world is optimism and really allowing people to experience their own sense of worth.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dougie, let's hear from you.
I'm with the rich in the Sold American. I am extraordinarily loyal to the people who are who I have in that circle I believe you trust people until they give you a reason not to, but once they do, look out. I am also very loving, and I know it. I am extraordinarily non-conventional in ways that distress people, and I understand that. And I require people who are in my circle to think.
Okay. I think, you know, Doug, having known you for a number of years now, the thing which I really, kind of encapsulates everything you just said, and this is the phrase I'm going to use, the value you bring to the world is radical love.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Radical. Right.
Radical love.
Radical.
He's from L.A.
That's my part-time L.A.
Radical dude.
I'm a radical lover. Some of the women I've been around in my life might agree with you on that.
Is that illegal in some states around the country, Jack?
Doug, if you're in Ohio, that might be illegal in Ohio.
Right.
I don't know. But here in California, radical love is full on.
Mm.
And so I'm gonna go around the room. I'll share my thing.
Please.
The value that I feel I offer the world is my ability to inspire and to teach. That's the greatest value I give to people, I believe. And so to each of you. Has a value that you bring to the world, and so it's your duty to remember that when you wake up every morning, either written on a piece of paper or like have on your smartphone on your fridge, and just have that be the framework or the foundation upon which you live your life, your day. And you know, I want to share with you one thing which is so important. They did a survey about a couple years ago about people on their deathbed. I may have mentioned this to you before, but I'll say it again. They told people, you know, what was the biggest regret you had, in life, you know, and they asked these people on their deathbed.
Nice question to ask somebody who's big. Are you ready to kick it?
I didn't work enough. I always like
that. What did you wish you didn't do?
Yeah, what do you really regret now?
What do you regret?
No, that I'm dying.
And so the biggest thing, the number one regret people had was, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me.
And thus, back to the Whitney Houston example of living a frustrating life because she couldn't. And how many of us go down that road? I think that's the food for thought here.
It is. And I'm going to just mention, for those of you who are here in Southern California and in L.A., I'm offering two really amazing workshops in March and April on neuroscience, spirituality of health and happiness. And so they're both, my website.
What does that mean?
I know, that sounds so deep.
Looking at the tools from neuroscience as well as from psychology and well from health and medicine. So looking at how our thoughts create affect our health and well-being. Looking to see how you can instill really simple tools in your life to experience and cultivate greater health and happiness and well-being. And there are going to be two workshops here in L.A., both at one at Loyola Marymount University, where I teach, and the other at the University of Philosophical Research, both happening. One's happening in March, one's happening in April. And if you're here in SoCal, come on by, check it out.
Where else in the world would you find the university? What is this, the second place?
University of Philosophical Research.
Jay, anywhere in this class do you discuss the effects of beer? I'm like making you happier.
Well, no, we don't talk about that. We talk about other ways to make you happy. Natural antidotes for happiness.
Beer is natural.
Beer is natural, again, but there are other ways to achieve that state as well. And one thing I want to point out.
A little extra wine with dinner.
I know we're joking about this. I want to be serious about this. Very often, you know, many people who succumb to addiction, and Whitney Houston was a good example of this, many of those people turn to substance abuse, whether it's alcohol, drugs, or whatever, food. due to...
Talk about the smackdown. I make a beer joke, and now he's comparing me to Whitney Houston.
No, I'm not. I should step back a bit. I'm not saying you're an addict.
I'm only kidding.
But I'm saying that there are many people out there who turn to substance abuse because they feel an inner lack of value and purpose in their life. And that's what we don't want. I don't want you to have to feel that you have to turn to a substance or to turn to others, whether it's other people or feel empowered or feel a sense of value externally. That true value comes from within you. If you don't value who you are, you will automatically guaranteed seek validation from people, from substances, or from experiences or situations that you believe give you power and happiness.
For example, a foot-long Subway sandwich.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it might be okay. You know, I'll admit, you know, having that piece of, like, chocolate cake sometimes is pretty damn
good. There have been so many temptations like that around in the last week. I don't know where they're all coming from, but they really, there's a lot of great chocolate cake around.
Well, that was Valentine's on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Yeah, Jay.
At my university departments, like there's the chocolate there every day.
Everywhere.
So I can't help resist
it.
But what I'm saying is, it's fine, you know, to have that, but don't feel that your sense of purpose and value, this is tying it back to everything we just said earlier from the show, Doug. Mm-hmm. Don't seek validation from advertisement or from TV or from pop stars or from the latest fads. Those are all temporary. True value comes from you. Living the full essence of your life is the greatest gift you can ever offer to the world.
So there we go back to the Whitney Houston song. Thank you, Dr. Jay Kumar. Check out his website, drjkumar.com. Here on Good Day, it's 12 before the hour.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candle. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Recognize that voice everywhere, anywhere. And speaking of voices I recognize, Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of cheap, has a deal she needs to underscore for all of us.
Oh, yes, from Vitacost.com, Doug. And it's a great online shopping site for your better household essentials, health and beauty aids, vitamins, supplements. They even have organic foods and natural foods, too, for you there. And the best deal of all is that you can get this stuff all at up to 50% off. And orders of $49 and over get shipped to your door for free. That's Vitacost.com. You should check it out. It takes the cost out of healthy living.
How am I supposed to have a nice life if you're throwing all these things in front of me, Roberta? You're spoiled.
All this free stuff.
Job, boss.
All this
swag. Free stuff. Yeah.
Swag.
Free. It's all free. Check it out.
Free and discounts and make your life easy.
Queen and Cheap Box at DougStefan.com. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
A question that has come up following the death of a celebrity. Is this too much? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In the wide scope of things, this story may not matter to you nearly as much as the escalating price of gas, or the problems you may have on the job, or the state of the job market if you're out of work. But it is a story many of us are talking about, the recent death of Whitney Houston, and in its aftermath, we are now hearing some backlash that the media coverage is overblown, and some specific criticism about something the governor of New Jersey has decided to do. Whitney Houston grew up in New Jersey. Her private funeral will be held this Saturday in Newark. As per an executive order from Governor Chris Christie, flags will be flown at half staff to honor Whitney Houston. Yesterday, the governor defended that decision.
I don't think anybody can argue with the fact that Whitney Houston made a significant cultural impact on the people of our state and the people of our country. And I believe that she deserves to be honored for that cultural impact.
A cultural impact, according to the critics, that includes trouble with drugs and alcohol that may have led to her death, although that is not yet confirmed. Governor Christie acknowledged the problems Houston had
because of her history of substance abuse, that somehow she's forfeited the good things that she did in her life. I just reject that on a human level.
Christie added that Whitney Houston is one of the most influential musicians in the history of the state of New Jersey and that she deserves this honor.
For those people who say, I don't think she deserves it, I say to them, I understand that you don't think that. I do. And it's my executive order.
And so that order stands, as flags at all state buildings in New Jersey will be lowered to half staff this Saturday. And back to Whitney Houston's funeral, fans may get to see it after all. Houston's publicist saying this Saturday's private funeral service at New Hope Baptist Church in Newark is expected to be made available for TV and internet streaming. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs and family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. If you're making your plans to get out to ski and ride the next couple of weeks and a lot of vacation time is coming up, especially for the kids, keep those plans. There's plenty of snow and tubing and terrain parks all set to ride. Starting off at Devil's Head in Wisconsin, 28 trails with some softer patch powder snow. They bring us day and night skiing at Devil's Head. Arapahoe Basin in Colorado with about four dozen runs from five lifts. Monarch has picked up over 20 inches of snow in the last week. They have 61 trails and some powder stashes at Monarch. Boreal in California with a couple of dozen runs. A recent 8 inches of new snow helping them to good soft patch powder. China Peak in California with over 2 feet of snow in the last 3 to 4 days. They have 30 plus runs. In New Hampshire, Adatash riding on 70 runs. Mount Sunapee in New Hampshire with 50 trails. Get $5 off ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, it was a down day for the market. The Dow off 97 points, closing at 12,781. S&P fell 7. NASDAQ with a 16-point drop. Crude oil prices higher yesterday, up 85 cents a barrel, finishing at $101.59. Ah, the sound of a cell phone vibrating. Don't worry, it's mine, not yours. And these days, there's an equal chance it's a telemarketing robocall as it is somebody I know. And the FCC is toughening laws against telemarketers, new rules requiring telemarketers to get written permission from everyone they call. And this law extends to robocalls made to cell phones and home phones. Businesses can no longer call previous customers without their approval, and each robocall made with the customer's consent must also include the option for the customer to be placed on a do-not-call list. The new rules are expected to plug loopholes in laws linked to the National Do Not Call Registry.
Let it ring and ring and ring, but I'm not answering it.
And finally, another reason to visit Vegas, a new museum that opened up this past Tuesday on Valentine's Day. It's the National Museum of Organized Crime and Law Enforcement. The nickname is catchier, the Mob Museum. This museum is housed in the former Las Vegas Post Office and Courthouse, which underwent a $42 million makeover. Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman says looking at the walls inside the museum brings back memories of all kinds.
Some not so good, some very, very good. A lot of trials, a lot of people I cross-examined who are on the walls here. A lot of people I represented who are on the walls here.
Yes, Mayor Goodman in a previous life was a mob lawyer himself.
But the bottom line is, and people shouldn't get too excited, the mob lost.
And the museum's curator, Kathy Berry, responding to criticism that all of this just glorifies organized crime.
I don't think that any of us who worked on that think we do that.
But wait, it's more than a mob museum. This is Las Vegas. There's a romantic twist. Couples can get married in there.
Talk about till death do us part, huh?
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.